Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Do you have grandchildren? If so, you can feel my pain. Nothing against grandchildren, I love mine with all my heart. But imagine the scene. You're visiting the kids at their house. It's the middle of the night. You head to the bathroom in the dark. Suddenly, you feel a pain in your foot so severe, so piercing, that it should only be administered to a condemned man walking to the gallows. Being a grandfather or a grandmother, you know things. You have wisdom that comes with age. Consequently, you know at once the source of your agony. Yes, Papa or Mimi or whatever your grandkids call you, you have stumbled across one of the great physical hazards known to parents and grandparents everywhere. You have stepped barefooted on a Lego. I've stepped on a few in my time, and I have let loose with a sound that is nearly impossible to describe or duplicate for you. I suspect, however, that you already know the sound. Half screech, half scream. Somehow you stifle any four-letter words because, well, the kids are asleep nearby. It's like yelling underwater. I'm betting that your first thought at that moment was something dark and evil. I'll wager that you did not exclaim, "Boy, oh boy, it's a Hasbro toy." You would think that given all the agony these little plastic devils have caused humankind over the years, that they would have faded away by now, their popularity ebbing with every misbegotten trip to the bathroom at 3 a.m. Alas, you would be wrong. Legos are a bigger deal than ever. Lego reported record revenue of $12.9 billion in 2025. Yes, that's billion with a B, with consumer sales climbing 16%, more than twice the toy industry's overall growth. But here's the even more surprising thing. It's not just kids driving the surge. It's us big people. Adults have suddenly become key consumers of Lego sets, and they're buying them not for the kids, but themselves. I am stunned to the point of incoherent babble. It's true, their company just announced a new Lego set called Icons, The Lord of the Rings minus Tirith. This bad boy consists of 8,278 pieces and recreates the mythical white city of Gondor. Well, guess what? It's not for little Brandon or little Charlotte. This set is rated age 18 and up, and it's not for kids. Obviously, Hasbro is counting on millions of kidults to drive sales. Kidults are defined as adults who never stopped loving the toys of their childhood. I guess I qualify as a kidult, although I would hate to see 8,000 Lego bricks scattered about on the floor. The Minas Tirith set's hybrid design combines a microscale cityscape with detailed interior scenes, including the throne room of the Citadel. It stands 23 inches tall and nearly 25 inches wide. 10 minifigures include Gandalf the White, Aragorn as King Elessar, Arwen, and four soldiers of Gondor, along with Shadowfax. I just met my first grandchild, and I know it's only a matter of time before my foot finds one of his Lego blocks in the middle of the night. I will howl as quietly as humanly possible under the circumstances. I will not love him any less, but I will be extremely disappointed.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.